In Pakistan, the recent suicide bombings at a church in Peshawar are raising questions about the government's policy of trying to start a dialogue with militants. The BBC's Ali Makbul reports on the debate in Pakistan over talking to the Taliban.
In one violent moment, this family was torn apart. Zaika Nazir lost six relatives in the attack on the church. There's no substitute for the brothers I lost, she says. I'll never get them back. And there are dozens of other families dealing with their sudden losses. Over 80 people are now known to have died when two suicide bombers blew themselves up amongst the congregation that had just finished Sunday Mass. Paul Bhatti is chair of the All Pakistan Minorities Alliance.
There was one lady, lost her mother, lost two sons, lost one part of the body, and it was horrible. She was crying, and she was asking me, what should I do? What should I say? So in this condition, I don't have any answer. What should I say to these people?
Since the attack, Christian protesters have taken to the streets, their anger directed at the authorities for not giving them protection, but also at politicians who've recently been calling for talks with the Pakistani Taliban. Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has been pursuing a strategy of preparing the ground for dialogue with the militants, backed by other prominent leaders like Imran Khan. Government Minister Abdul Qadir Baloch says it's time to give dialogue a try.
If the losses which we have suffered so far as a result of using force, if those could be stopped, and if we could bring peace back in our country, I think one should prefer that one instead of using force against one's own people. They are our own people.
The militants may indeed be Pakistanis, but is it really right to talk to them and give them concessions when they've killed so many of their countrymen? It hasn't worked well in the past. In 2005 and 2008, the government signed peace deals with the Pakistani Taliban, but they fell apart. Many felt the group just used the ceasefires to gain more ground and more firepower to carry out even deadlier attacks. Minorities Alliance chairman Paul Bhatti lost his brother 2 years ago. Shahbaz Bhatti, the country's only Christian government minister at the time, was assassinated by the Pakistani Taliban.
I mean, there's no justification. How you can dialogue with these people? They are not human. And you're going to dialogue for what?
Mr. Bhatti and many others feel what the authorities should really be doing is taking much more concerted military action against the Pakistani Taliban. Of course, most Pakistanis are exhausted with the bloodshed and are desperate for the killing to stop by any means. But many fear that while dialogue may bring some respite from the violence, there's a risk it could just leave the militants in a much stronger position.
That was the BBC's Ali Makbul in Pakistan. The news is up next. You're listening to Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Constant Contact, offering small businesses online tools like social media, event, and email marketing from one login at constantcontact.com. And Gentle Giant Moving Company, coordinating moves with neighborhoods across the country with locations nationwide. More at gentlegiant.com.